Stark, this is dictating on Pansy Warwick. That's Pansy, Pansy. P as in Paul, Pansy. Warwick is Warwick. Warwick. Pansy Warwick. Date of constation was 4/24. 24. Date of birth is 11/27/57. 11/27/57. Please make copy for Margaret Chang, MD. Chang is Chang. Margaret Chang, Chang. MD. Next paragraph. Dear Margaret, thank you for sending Pansy Warwick for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a this is a 66-year-old this is a 66-year-old female with a history of persistent cough and wheezing for the past several months, has been bringing up clear mucus and has been using cough meds as well as omeprazole with no significant relief. The patient went for a CT of the chest in the past, which showed tiny scattered lung nodules, which appeared to be benign. She has been coughing up some clear mucus, and she denied fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pain. The patient did lose some weight over the past 1 year. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypothyroidism, history of anxiety, and history of recurrent bronchitis, which was diagnosed as asthma. But she has not been on any inhalers consistently. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, she also has hyperlipidemia and no significant history of surgery. Next paragraph. Habits patient denies smoking, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list included trazodone 50 milligrams daily, Lipitor 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily, and hydrocodone 325 milligrams as needed, Xanax 0.25 milligrams as needed, and vitamin supplements. Next paragraph. Review assistance. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision but has cataracts. She has hoarseness and sore throat, wheezing and cough, and some shortness of breath with activity. She has constipation and no abdominal pains, and she does have reflux and nausea. She denies has any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no leg swelling. Next paragraph, she has anxiety attacks, she has no bruising, she has joints and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, no skin rash, but has some itching. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 123, saturation 97. HENT anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the basis. There are scattered visas bilaterally. The heart sense of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive, airways disease. And number 2 is hypothyroidism. And number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. And number 5 is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC, IG level, ACE level, and was placed on Teflon pearls, 100 milligrams, QIDPRN, and an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. Margaret Chang, M.D. C-H-A-N-G. Margaret Chang, C-H-A-N-G, M.D. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.